Siyata Dishmaya, we're continuing from Shari Yichud on this amazing topic of connecting to the Tzaddik. Connecting to the Tzaddik, which is obviously an important thing to do. We started the process of figuring it out. How do we get into this avoda? And Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, we're going to continue our learning today. I know I've been getting a lot of feedback about this topic. People are, things are coming up. Things are coming up inside of people when they hear these words. Because for some people, they have no one in their life that is even close to anything described here. Some people don't even feel like they know people in their lives that know people like this. And others think that they have a relationship with people and they're struggling immensely with the relationship. And they don't know how to do it. And I just want to say one thing. When it comes to tzaddikim, you might have your opinions, you might think that they're other, you know, they're just human beings like us, and you think you understand and you can see the whole big picture. I promise you, you don't have the full picture. I promise you. Again, being close to one, I'm able to hear stories from this side, from that side, from that side, from all different sides. Nearly no one has the full picture. We're all confused, we're all going through a lot, we all think we know, and really there's so much behind the scenes that is hidden from the average eye. And people don't know how much goes into everything and how much is being done and what is being said. So if that's the case, just some friendly advice. Whenever it comes to tzaddikim, try not to open your mouth. If it's not good, if it's questions, if it's doubts, keep it to yourself or go to someone privately that you can talk to about it without affecting anybody else. Because most of the time, if you're saying something negative about another person, you're wrong. Even more so when it's about a tzaddik. And if you think that the tzaddik doesn't have the ability to give you blessing anymore, meanwhile there's a whole entire bunch of group of other people that are all feel extremely blessed by that same person, so then maybe it's not the tzaddik, maybe it's you. Because he's for sure doing good things. Alright? This goes for a lot of different people. Bezat Hashem, we're going to continue this learning and get into it. We are up to, what was the goal? The goal is always, when we come to connect with tzaddik, to seek out the Shekhinah. We want to connect to the Shekhinah. The idea of connecting to the tzaddik, again, is always about seeking out a relationship with the Holy Shekhinah. And the truth is, every single Jew has a heart. And when he comes to the tzaddik, his heart is aroused from Avodat Hashem, and he gets inspired and he wants to connect. And that's because there's a spark of the Shekhinah. Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. Is the spark of the Shekhinah that has come inside of him to arouse him. Because when a person starts to come inside the shades, meaning inside the realm of the tzaddik, inside his Beit Midrash, inside of his area, and you look at the tzaddik and you look at his face, Shildomot l'malach Hashem tzfakot, right? It's like a face of an angel. Mamash pachat pchadim, sometimes the face of tzaddikim. Sometimes it's the most sweetest thing in the world to see. Different tzaddikim, different p'chinot, different times, different p'chinot. Straight away you start to feel this noam and this ziv, this radiance of the Shekhinah that is resting on that tzaddik, right? There's a light coming down on him. Where does that light? That's the light of the Shekhinah. And it's resting on him, it's resting in his Beit Midrash, it's resting in his Sefer. And you come into that, and that energy that's there starts to now come inside of you. And starts to arouse you inside of you to be more inspired for Avodat Hashem. And even when a person's not by the tzaddik, but he remembers times when he saw the face of the tzaddik, then he's able to receive kiddusha, he's able to receive dvekut on a high, high level to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to the light of Hashem. Because by way of having a connection to the tzaddikim, nidbakim be'or HaShekhinah, you're able to mamash, attach yourself to the light of the Shekhinah that's resting inside of them and on them. But, first things first, that's the only beginning of the idea. Beginning of the idea is that, after that, you have to work very, very, very hard to merit, to be able to really get the level of Shekhinah that's on them. Meaning to actually say that you're past the tzaddik now, okay, I came to connect to the tzaddik, that's the first step. But why? In order to connect to the Shekhinah. Sometimes it takes time just to get past the tzaddik, to get to the Shekhinah. And this is something that you can't explain in words. It's something that's transmitted in a completely spiritual way. right? That feeling of when you walk inside the Beit Midrash and you get that inspiration, or you talk to him, or you see his face during the shiur, and all of a sudden you're on fire. There's no words to explain that download, that interaction, that experience. The Ramban, right? The Ramban, he wrote a famous letter to his son. It's highly recommended to at least read it once a week, like he told his son to do. Yigiret HaRamban. And there he tells his son, at every moment you have to remember me. Have my face in front of your eyes at all times. So he says in the letter, why? Where do we see this in the Torah? Yosef, right? Yosef, he himself nearly falls, meaning not obviously because of the test, but he was about to give in. And what happens? Yosef sees the face of Yaakov Avinu. Who was Yaakov's twin in history? Not his literal twin. Who did he look like? Who was Yaakov's twin? Like Adam, right? So Yaakov looks like Adam. So Yosef sees Yaakov, his father. What does that mean? Don't sin, my son. I didn't teach you that way. I taught you so much better. You're the son of the tzaddik. You might be in Egypt in a tough place, but don't fall. Remember my face. So it happens to be that Yosef's father was a tzaddik. Not all of us were zochet to have fathers that are tzaddikim, right? But our fathers taught us morals, and our fathers connected to us to Hashem. You can remember them. Or you can remember the face of a tzaddik, who's also, Chazal says, like your father, right? It's like your father. He brings you into the world to come. You have to respect him even sometimes more than your father, right? Have that face well imprinted in your mind, and in the hard times, you're able to remember it and pull it back, and you'll get the chizuk that you need. It says in the book called The Maspik La'avdei Hashem, it says, Chayav Adam Litzeret Asifut Achachamim V'Atzidikim Keshehu Rachok Mehem. In your mind, when you're far from tzaddikim, you have to try to imagine in your mind this gathering and the what it's like to be by the tzaddik and the image in your mind. Umeidach tzichu lerasen et dimyono ulimena militzayer tziurim amizikim ladat. On the other hand, you have to know, you have to hold back. Why? Because you can't form images that would affect religion, that would affect your avodat Hashem. It's right? On one hand, again, we don't want to fall into Avodah Zarah. No one's saying to pray to this image in your head. It's a segula for protection, right? Make sure that you have a connection, and when you ever need it, you pull it out. Another way to do this is also nigunim, by the way. We're learning about connecting to tzaddikim, but another thing you could have in your toolkit if you ever get distracted or you get tested is to have a nigun. When you start to have this nigun, you come out, and it helps you to get through the test. So by way of these inner vessels that help us to receive these messages, which is sight, hearing, feeling, speaking, right? All of these different senses. And by way of comprehending more of the Or Makif, more of this light that surrounds us, right? The words of the heart and all the movements of the tzaddik, seeing the tzaddik, shalom aleichem, all of this slowly but surely starts to drill through, and we get more and more of a feeling. You can't teach anybody this sugya, right? Meaning we're learning it right now, but like the practicality of it, of how it's actually going to happen, you can't teach it to the person, right? If you really look at him, and you could do it all day long. You could look at a person all day long and nothing would happen, because it's an internal personal thing. Meaning all you could do is give him makifin. What's the makif? That, listen, there's an idea, like we're doing now, right? There's an idea that being by a tzaddik will bring you closer to the Shekhinah. How do you do that? What's the way to do it? I can't really tell you. One is to show up, listen to his Torah, look at him, this, that. But to be certain of how it's going to go, that's only you as an individual that's going to be that download. Right? And I can tell you that it's wanted and you should do it and it's suggested. And I can warn you about the different difficulties and the problems that might come up trying to do it. But how it's actually going to get downloaded into you, how you're going to become more kadosh by being by the tzaddik, I can't tell you how that's going to happen for you. That you can't even tell yourself. You can't even put it into words. With time, you're going to understand how looking at his face will do it for you. Reading the Sefer will do it for you. Hearing the Torah, even when you're not there, will do it for you. But that's, again, it's only on your path, on your own path. Hashem opens up these gates. The thing is that it comes through the tzaddik. When it comes down, it passes through the tzaddik, because he's the merkava for the Shekhinah. He is the vehicle for expression for the Shekhinah in this world. So then, therefore, when we're by a tzaddik, it's much easier for our heart to open up. It's much easier for these things to be felt, because he's already there. He's already doing it. You're not able to do it by yourself. But when you come to a person that is doing it, everything opens up for you a little bit more. Because this godly light is like a fire. And when you come and you bring a candle close to a fire, the candle gets lit on fire. Right? And whoever looks at the candle... whoever prepares the candle more, like lativit anir, right? The more you prepare the wick, so too the better the light that will be lit is. The more beautiful the light will be, right? Every Shabbat we read the Me Malikin, Ubein Malikin. Which wicks do we use? Which oils do we use? Right? It's the beauty of Shabbat also. The whole sugya there is just coming to tell you what you can use for Hanukkah, you can't use for Shabbat. And this is why Shabbat is so important. The wick, the oil needs to be pure, needs to be clean, it needs to be a nice light, it needs to last, and all these different things that go into it. Why? That's the light of Shabbat. The light of Shabbat needs to be prepared in a beautiful way. You have to use the right ingredients. You have to make Shabbat something. How do you light yourself on fire? How do you set it on? Right wicks, right oil, right mindset. Right? Same thing here. The more you prepare yourself before you even show up to the tzaddik, right? The more you'll be able to really get it. Story time. I heard the story from a person that knows the person that happened. We had our chief rabbi here in the city, Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, right? His father was Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and his brother is Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel were part of the kollel of their father in Yerushalayim, right? Kiryat Moshe, Givat Shaul. And once a chavruta of Rav Yosef came to him and said to him, "Listen, I haven't had children in years. I need a bracha. Maybe we go to the Rosh Kollel, we'll go to your father, to the Rav, and get a bracha from Rav Mordechai Zatzal." So he says, "No problem, let's go." So he goes, and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu gives him a bracha, Od Shana Brit. Full confidence. In a year, Brit. Year passes, no Brit. This guy, the Chavruta of Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Mordechai, was a chassid. And he comes to him and he says to him, "Listen, I have no questions on your father, but maybe it was on me. A year passed and I didn't have the child. Maybe I messed up, but if you could, I'd really, really appreciate it. We can go back to your father and get another bracha. I don't have any questions on him, but a year passed and I don't have the son. And he told me, in a year, breed." Set up the meeting. They come to meet. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says, "Shana Brit. Tell me when it is. I want to be the sandak." It's a new layer, right? Okay, go away. A year later, Brit. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu is the sandak. So now Rav Yosef is curious. What happened here? My chavruta, my father. Father's a tzaddik. The first year he said the exact same, pretty much the same thing. So he goes to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu and he asks him, "Abba, what happened here? Last year you told him the same thing, it didn't work. This year you told him the same thing and it worked." He says, "Rav Yosef, your friend is a chassid. When he came the first time, his jacket was open and he wasn't wearing a gartel and he didn't have a hat. Came the second time, his hat and his gartel, fixed, perfect. He prepared himself before he came to me. The bracha had where to rest. The first time it was, okay, you know, we're going to the Rebbe, like we're close. When he prepared himself to receive a bracha the second time, properly, like he is, according to his own minyag, as a chassid, hat, gartel, everything, when he was ready to receive the bracha, he got the bracha. This is what we're saying here. You're coming to connect, but how much did you prepare yourself just before you even came in? It's not an ATM machine. Tzaddik's not an ATM machine of Yeshuot. There's two in the relationship. There's three, right? But at least do your part. Your part, you have to prepare yourself. The true Talmidim, all they want is the inner nikuda of the Rav. And they're always trying to get from the Tzaddik the etzim, the core of the light, the most internal asaga, the most internal pnimi asaga they can get. To be able to have a relationship and to feel the Shekhinah, depth after depth, to become a Merkava for the Shekhinah, that's the whole intention. Once the Ashlag Rebbe said that he's very, very happy that in the world you look out, you see people with thousands of Hasidim. And he's happy that he just has a couple. So someone asked him why. So he says, because I have a few tzaddikim, I have a few chassidim, that all they want and all they think about is the inner nikuda all day long. And that gives me more koach. If I had thousands of chassidim, what would they come to me about? My car broke down, I can't pay rent, all the list of problems that a person could have. And that brings down the Rebbe, he has to go down and deal with the low-level things. Right, the Ashlager was happy that I just have a few chassidim, and all of them, all they care about is just the nikuda apnimit, which is again the Shekhinah. The only reason we ever need the chachamim in our life, on a deep level, besides just the questions and answers, right, is to connect to the Shekhinah. And the most inner point comes from the Rav to the Talmid, to the Talmidim. And it gets formed, every single person, in their own neshama in a different way. And you have to work very, very hard, and you have to daven, and you have to pray, and you have to cry until you're able to taste a little bit from this nikuda pnimit, from this inner nikuda. Again, don't forget, you're coming to build a relationship with a human being in order to have a deeper relationship with God. It takes a while to get beyond the human being, right? In the beginning, you're getting used to a new shul, you're trying to learn the Rav, what is he like, what is he not like, when can I talk to him, when's the right time to talk to him, when can I get a bracha, all these different things. All of that is only in order to understand how can I more likely, in a better quality and quantity, tap into the Shekhinah. All those things, right, can be annoying to some people and they can be very interesting to other people. One thing is for sure, we have to remember what's the inner nikuda, right? Whether you're making tea in the morning for the tzaddik, or you're supplying the shul with supplies and toilet paper and tissues and all that stuff. All those things are different ways that we can connect to a tzaddik, right? Just you have to have in mind, what is the main point? To taste from the Shekhinah. To have a connection to the Shekhinah. That's the inner aspect of Shimush Tzaddikim. Right? The rabbis say, and Chazal says, you get more out of serving your Rebbe, meaning helping him with things, whether it's money or doing jobs for him or making his life easier, let's say, you'll get more out of serving your Rebbe than you'll get from learning from him. Right? Why? Because now you're watching how he behaves, you see him, how he deals with his wife, you see him and he gets in a car, out of a car, you see him walking out of the bathroom. All of these different things can teach a person much more than 30, 40 minutes of Gemara or a Shir for an hour. Shir is amazing. It's a very lofty light. Torah is Torah. But studying a person that has a connection to the Shekhinah, he's living with it. It's on him at all times, and watch how he behaves, watch how he acts. Because we have to know the inner nikuda of the tzaddik is never the chitzoniut, right? Again, chitzoniut is a human being just like all of us. Chitzoniut, you might even see he has a bad mood, he has a good mood, every human being, he's not meant to have emotions, he's not meant to have this. What you call emotions is not what he's going through. You see him in a bad mood, what is it? Hashem, turn down the lights on him. That's where Hashem wants him to serve right now. In a good mood, Hashem opened up the gates on him. He's just in the reality of what are the lights that are coming down right now. And that's why we go to the Rav. Hashem, every single person, Hashem gives him the school to connect to different chachamim on different levels and different stages in their life in order for what they need to work on at that moment. In order to arouse the pnimiut of their nefesh, the most inner aspects of their soul, to come to, right, dat elokut, to have more consciousness of godliness. And this is in every single generation. כי אני הבעיה, לא שיניתי. השם פסוק מפורש in Tanakh, מי השם, I never changed, won't change the system that הקדוש ברוך הוא created, is the same system. If you want to go into the Kabbalah of Ak, so it's Ak. You want to get down into this world, Adam, Noach, Shem, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, there's always been a leader. There's always been one person that had a higher relationship with God than the rest of the human beings in the world. And usually the blessing came by way of him, like Avram's tent, open to four sides. Anybody could come get food for free, eat. There's Shefa. Shefa, why is there so much Shefa? Because you represent the Shekhinah. Right? Ba'ala de Matronita, like we call Moshe Rabbeinu. The husband of the Shekhinah. It's a big thing to say. It's a nice nickname to have. Why? Because he earned it. His whole entire mindset was, how do I have Shekhinah resting on me? And then how can I share it with everybody else? Right? In the Sha'arei Baal Shem Tov that we're doing, the Gates of the Baal Shem Tov, we learned there. One of the first teachings we learned was the Baal Shem Tov had was on a mission to make sure that the tzaddikim would be for the Am. Not secluded, not separated. So Hashem doesn't change. And if Hashem doesn't change, that means in every single generation there's tzaddikim that we're able to connect to and to experience Shekhinah from them. I'm going to tap into a few mikorot right now just to see where these things are written, some of them. First one is from Drashot Aran. And the 8th Drasha says like this, Ein safek sharui shina'amin shekmo shebizman bet ha-mikdash haya ma'on ההוא המקודש, מקום מוכן לחול שפע הנבואה והחוכמה, כך ראוי שיהיה הנביאים והחסידים מוכנים לקבל שפע, עד שבאמצעותם יושפע השפע ההוא על המוכנים לכך. לכל בני דורם, כל שכן לאותם, שהם מתקרבים אליהם ומשתתפים עמהם. This is רבנו ניסים, תושת הרן. Whoever the Drushat Aran is, says, we have to believe, it's fitting to believe, that just like in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, there was a building that was a place to receive the light of the Shekhinah, to dwell there, and from there it would spread out to the rest of the world, we have to believe now that there is holy people in the world, that their own body is the exact same thing like the Beit HaMikdash, and from there it goes to everybody else who's willing to receive it. Not only that, whoever is a partner with that person that's bringing down that light gets more than anybody else. Like Rabbi Aaron Pereira says, Yerushalayim receives the Kiddusha first. Whoever sleeps in Yerushalayim gets it. Whoever supports Yerushalayim from outside of Yerushalayim gets it, and after them, and then the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and then the rest of the world. Right? There's madrigas, there's levels. So the tzaddikim are in a generation pulling down lights. They spread it for whoever wants. But whoever is close to that tzaddik gets it in even higher level. Another quote from him: "Kasher nishtatfu harav v'atalmid bechokhma." When the rav and the talmid become partners in chokhma, meaning they start to learn about Hashem on the same level or together, imashech hashefa l'talmid yoter mimasher ra'ui. The shefa will come down to the talmid above what is proper. Mitzad shu mishtatef l'rabo. Because now he's partnering with his rabbi, so to say. A Talmud on this level. The rabbi, not way out of the camera's range, right? But now they're partners. Ki itchazek ha-Talmud mitzad ha-shefa ha-nishpa al-arav. The Talmud, the student, will be strengthened. Why? The rabbi is bringing down a lot of shefa. But you're next to him, you're with him, you're learning with him, you're helping him, you're serving him, you're always there with him. When the shefa comes down on him, you happen to get the bonus because you're around him, right? That's just how it goes. Another source. It's from the Radbaz. This source is from the Radbaz. The Radbaz says like this: Kol amidot shamad Eliyahu lifnei achi ashilo l'rabo. Kilu amad lifnei Shechina. Anytime Eliyahu Navi did a big thing in front of his Rebbe, the Rebbe of Eliyahu Navi was Achia Shiloni. Achia is from the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. He walked out of Egypt and he lived all the way till David's time. Eliyahu, right?
Achia Shiloni.
Achia He was even the Rebbe of Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi.
After David, he lived.
Nachon.
David Shimon ben Chavon.
Not only that, Achi Ashiloni came back in a Gilgul as Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai. And he's also, Achi Ashiloni is also the Rebbe of the Baal Shem Tov. So anytime Eliyahu came to do something in front of his Rebbe, who was Achi Ashiloni, Kilu Amad Lifnei Shechina, is as if he was standing in front of the Shechina. Like it's explained in Yerushalmi and Yeruvin, Mipnei Sheachia Ayu Sichlo ומחשבותיו משוטטות ומדבקות בגדולת הבורא יתברך שמו. Why? Why was that the reality for Eliyahu Navi? Because his Rebbe, Achi Ashiloni, his mind, his thought process, his whole entire essence was always in thoughts of Dvikut and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ואילו כשעמד לפני רבו, and when Eliyahu would come to stand in front of his Rebbe, Achia, כושר הוא מחשבתו עם מחשבת רבו באהבת הלב. He would connect his mind with the mind of his Rebbe, with a heart of love. על כן כאילו עומד לפני השכינה. Therefore, it's as if he's standing in front of the Shekhinah. What do we see from this? You come to connect to your Rebbe. What do? Put your mind in his mind. Where's his mind? In the Shekhinah. Where's your mind? In the Shekhinah. Sometimes that's all we have to do. Like I think it was the Chidushei Arim or the Chatam Sofer said, you have no obligation to know who the Tzaddik Ador is. All you have to do is connect your mind before you do an Eri Avodah to him. Don't know who it is. Don't need to know who it is. My mind and my tefillah I'm about to do is connected to his.
That's why we say, I'm mekasher.
I already mekasher, that's me, right? When you do that, boom, you're connected, right? But the only thing in the Areni Mekasher, that's me, of Breslev, you have to make sure that you emphasize, like Reb Nachman says, throughout Likutei Moran, a Tzaddik Shebedor. The pshat of Likutei Moran, very clearly seen, is a human being on earth, walking and breathing, just like you and I, right now at this moment. That's the pshat, you see it all throughout Likutei Moran, right? And that's what the Chidushei Arim or the Chatam Sofer, I can't remember who it was one of the two that said it. Before you daven, before you learn, you have to connect yourself to the Tzaddik Gadol. You don't have to know who it is. You don't have to know who it is. Just in your mind, I'm connected.
There's one?
There's always one. There's Lamed Vav Tzadikim, and there's always still one. Look throughout the Aleph Tanakh. There's always one. There's always one that's above everybody else. Right? Moshe, Shivim Skenim. There were Shivim Skenim. And most likely the people never spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. They spoke to the Shivim Skenim, but there was Moshe Rabbeinu. There was Moshe, and there was Aaron. But Aaron was the Zgan. He was the second in command, right? From all the Mikorot you see, there's always Tzadik Yesod Olam. That's singular. He could include the other Lamed Vav Nikim in him. He has all of Am Yisrael inside of him. But classically, when you look at all the Mikorot, it's pretty much shot across the board that there's one that's above all. Not to say that there isn't 36, that there isn't many Tzadikim in the generation. Right? All throughout Breslev. Tzadik HaEmet. It's singular. Tzadik HaEmet. Tzadik Ador. Tzadik Yesod Olam. Rosh Bnei Yisrael. There's only one head. Right? Zat Hashem. Another source from the Shuta Radbaz. Biot Adam itkaven el Rabo venoten elav libo titkasher nafsho benafsho v'yachul alav me'ashefa asher alav v'yelo nefesh yetera v'kol sheken im harav mitkaven gam hu. When you connect your mind to your Rebbe's mind and you give him your heart, you give your nefesh into his nefesh, then all of the shefa that's on him will come down on you as well. And you will have an additional nefesh, nefesh yetera, and even more so if your Rebbe also has in mind, right? And that's why if you've been in my house, you heard me say it in the name of my Rebbe, Rav Eli Deutsch, that raised me in Yerushalayim. You have in mind to be in my mind, I'll have you in mind, and we'll meet in the middle when we come to do Kiddush, right? Let's connect. But you have to be in my mind. I have to have in mind that you're in my mind. B'zat Hashem, we'll meet in the middle. We'll be able to go up together, include it together. But this is how you have to do it, right? You come to do, again, Avodah, you come to connect to your Rav, sit in front of him to learn Torah, Shul Torah, whatever it is. Put your mind in his mind, put your heart in his heart, put your nefesh in his nefesh, and Zat Hashem. Another source from the Shevet Musar. What's that look? Who is it? I never looked at it. Shevet Musar, that book says, "Atzadik she davuk aimo itbarachu v'torato, ech ena tuma chalalav." Atzadik she davuk aimo itbarachu v'torato, ena tuma chalalav. The tzadik that's connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, has dveiku to Hashem and to His Torah, tuma can't affect him. V'u metaher acherim u'mekadsham. He can even purify others and sanctify them. Ki gezak dushahu. He's from the branch. He's like, right? He's attached to kedusha, like we learned from the Baal Shem Tov as well. Kol ator. No, we learned it here. If you hold on to ta'ara, you are ta'or, right? Lachen nikra tzadik kedusha. Therefore, the tzadik is called kedusha. Ki hu kedusha be'atzma. He is what's called kedusha. He is sanctity. He lives a life of sanctity. Another source from Mesilat Yesharim, lefachot yechidei zgula imtzeu asher yechinu et atzvam achana gemura v'al yedei hamuchanim yizku gam habilti muchanim el ahavato yitbarach v'ashrato ashrat shchinato. Here's a source to align with you, Lipa, right? Give a more legitimacy to what you're saying, that there's many in the generation. The Ramchal, Adonenu Rabbeinu, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, says, at least there's Yechidei Zgula, plural, right? There's multiple people in the generation that you could find that they did prepare themselves completely. And by way of the people that are prepared, also the unprepared will come into loving Hashem and feeling the Shekhinah dwelling on them. Meaning there's people, and this is what Rav Eichemeyer said a few weeks ago, a few months ago. I was in Rav Eichemeyer's office and he was there with a bunch of guys from Esha Torah, which, by the way, Rav Eichemeyer says that people that learn in Eshet Torah, you can recognize the love and brotherhood on their faces and the sweetness of the Torah. Please look for anybody looking for a good yeshiva to go to in Yerushalayim. Eshet Torah, Rav Eichemeyer says, people that go there have a sense of love and joy and friendship on their faces. It's a good thing to know. Kitzo, Rav Eichemeyer was in this room. We're in the room with Rav Eichemeyer, and there's like 30 Eish guys there. And one says to him, Rebbe, can you give me chizuk on my Judaism? Something to give me strength in my Judaism. Rav Eichemeyer thought for a few seconds, and he said to him with a big smile on his face, if you were to believe and know that there's tzaddikim in this generation fighting for you and fighting for all of Am Yisrael, that would be enough to strengthen your Judaism. He could have told him anything. What was the chizuk that the Rebbe gave him? Just know someone's fighting for you. Just know that you're not alone. There's people in the world, and that's what the Mesilat Yesharim is saying here. There's people that have prepared themselves completely. They can receive the Shekhinah. Everybody else will be able to connect by way of that. Even those that can't prepare themselves. They can't do the Avodah, meaning. Ya'arot Dvash, another source, says here, Aish ha'olech achareihem, person that goes after them, meaning after the tzaddikim, ולא סר מחיבתם ואירתם, and doesn't move away at all, doesn't stop from loving them and having awe of them. We can't forget the Rebbe is not our friend, right? You have to have awe of your Rebbe as well. That's how you learn more about Hashem's awe. If you don't move away from that, בוודאי יחזה בנועם Hashem, for sure, 100%, you will be able to experience and see the pleasantness of Hashem. Dibuk talmid chacham umoro'o kedibuk ha-shechina. Attaching yourself to a talmid chacham and having awe and respect of him is the same as clinging to the shechina. That's Chazal, by the way. It's not just the Ya'arot Dvash. Chazal said this. That's the source of it. The Gra. Who more than the Gra? One of the biggest tzaddikim. By the way, guys, one thing that we might not have clarified. There's what's called Rebbe's and there's what's called tzaddikim. Not always the same thing. A Rebbe is a person who has a community, who has an obligation to be there for the people, right? Like when we said in the Baal Shem Tov that the Baal Shem Tov wanted tzaddikim to be there for the nation, even the Baal Shem Tov himself wasn't going to negate the avodah of tzaddikim prushim, right? The Baal Shem Tov tried to raise tzaddikim, that those tzaddikim by their nature would be inclined to help people and to be there for the people. Even that being said, there was people also in that generation and also afterwards that were students of the Baal Shem Tov as well, that were what's called tzaddikim. tzaddikim that are not rabbis, like, for example, Rav Chaim Kanievsky that we just had, tzaddik vaday, 100%, chacham adif min navi, but never in his life did he have a position or any job or rabbinical authority, a shul, nothing. He had a shul with a bridge attached to his house, and he wasn't even the rabbi there. It's his shul. It's not his shul. Right? That's a tzaddik, meaning he's in his dalet amot, he's not interested in the world, he's with Hashem all day long, and people, because of how much Torah he learns, because of how much he does, because he's so holy, people come to him. That's not a Rebbe, and don't get it confused with a Rebbe. A Rebbe might not necessarily be a tzaddik on that level. Right? Most times, if you had to take what I just defined, right? Tzaddikim and Rebbeim, take the tzaddikim, most times, all of those tzaddikim will be miles higher than the Rebbe's. But the Rebbe's have Avat Yisrael on levels way higher than most of the tzaddikim because they have to be with people. They're working on Midot. They're helping to lift up Am Yisrael practically, meaning one-on-one, in front of them. The tzaddikim are doing the same avoda, but locked away in their own Dalet Amot, right? Two different things. Not saying one's better, one's worse. Just two different types of people. Sometimes you could have a Rebbe that's a tzaddik, and sometimes you could have a tzaddik that's a Rebbe. But there are sometimes people like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, like the Vilna Gaon, right? Never ever took a position. Never sat as a Rebbe, never wanted to give drushas in public and anything. No, me, a pen, paper, and books, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Writing, learning. You can ask questions here and there, but their mahut is just to be one-on-one with Hashem. It's very important to know that.
Wasn't the
Maggid?
He didn't
say drushes. Who? Not that I know. From what I know of the Vilna Gaon is his parush. She was separated from people. For sure. All tzaddikim do. All tzaddikim have the mishamshim and they have people around them. But it wasn't that he was in Volozhin giving Torahs in the yeshiva. Separate. The Vilna Gaon was able to count how much Bitul Torah he had in a year. One year he got to before Rosh Hashanah and he wanted to do tshuva, and he counted 6 minutes in his year that he couldn't account for. 6 minutes. You cannot be a public figure dealing with people and be able to track 6 minutes out of your year that you don't know where it was. And he put it on Bitul Torah and did tshuva and moved on with life, right? One time the Vilna Gaon, his sister came to visit. He hadn't seen her since the Bar Mitzvah. He got up from his learning. How are you doing? Everything okay? Children all right? Nice seeing you. 2 minutes, he was back inside the Sefer. Different Madrigas, right? And there needs to be people like that in the world. There needs to be Harif Chaim Kanievsky. There needs to be these Tzadikim Mepushim. But that's not what's expected for all of us, right? We just have to know that. And most likely, it's going to be extremely hard to have a relationship where you're actually going to get to the Shechina by way of a person like that. Why? It's too much. You're not there. It's going to take you so much. If you have to get past the human to get to the Shechina, how long is it going to take you to get past the Rav Yaakov Ades? Right? A person that literally walks around those shoes, is vehicled with the Shechina all day long. The only thing that's on their mind is Kavod of Hashem. It's very hard. He almost can't talk to you. That's why the Baal Shem Tov wanted Rebbes. Right? Wanted people that could reach the similar levels, but also be connected. Like Reb Nachman says, who's a true tzaddik, that he can go up and tell the biggest people in the world how far away they are from Hashem, and to go to the most simple yid on the lowest level and tell him how close he is to Hashem. Only the tzaddik can do that, because he's able to go up to the highest levels and he's able to go down to the lowest levels as well. Right? A true tzaddik is able to tell the most simple person, you are the holiest person in the world. You're this close to Hashem, you're right there. Hashem loves you, he's holding you. And to tell the biggest tzaddik in the world, you're so far, you have no idea how far away from the truth you are. That's what Reb Nachman said. Two more sources. Well, sorry, first from the Gra. Kol mitziut ha'ashrat ha'shechina b'tachtonim u'rak b'koach she'yesh anashim ha'mechirim ha'mekirim elukuto yitbarach b'tachtonim be'emet. The only reality of having any kind of presence of the Shechina down here in this world is only by way of the people that are aware and have a relationship and recognize godliness down here in a lower world, truthfully. Who are those people? A tzaddik. The tzaddik's in the world just like you and I. But when he sees a human being, he sees a neshama. And when he sees a sefer, he sees shechina. And when he sees fruit, shechina. And when he sees a rasha doing a sin, what does he see? A gilui of Hashem. Also, Hashem was migale himself by way of that person as well. It's all Hashem. Ein od milvado. Ein rishut. There is nothing. V'itbonant al mekomo. V'einenu. You look back at his place. The place of the rasha. Just if you do a little bit of itbonenut, just contemplate there. Find a little nekudat tova. You see, there's nothing there. It's all elokut. The tzaddik's in the world just like us, but he doesn't see the world. He sees just elokut. Only because of people like that can we all say brachas and feel good when we daven and we connect. Because of those people that they don't see world. I always like to say the story. It fits in here. Famous, funny story. Rabbi and his student walking New York, right? They're going to go raise money and they're going. They both put their hats down so they don't see anything. Shmirat Einayim, the proper way to walk in the street is we have your eyes down. But they want to take it further, put the hat down as well. They're walking, walking, walking. At a certain point, the student is too bothered by New York City, so he puts his hands past the hat. So now you have hat, eyes down, and the hands to make sure he doesn't see anything. At a certain point, boom, hits a pole. He looks and he says, wow, Baruch Hashem, it was just a pole. The Rebbe turns to him and says, you see the difference between you and I? When I walk in the street, I see all the women as poles. You see all the poles as women. It's two different things, right? What's going on? How are you looking at the world? Right? The Rebbe is able to see a woman, not to make chasm chalila, to play down women, but like, I'm not worried about the object. It might as well be a pole. It might as well be any other object. The neshama is what matters. The soul is what matters. It's not about the chitzoniut. And if you're walking through this world thinking that every single chitzoni thing is a woman, meaning everything chitzoni thing is an attack on your emunah, an attack on your dveikut, so then you're not seeing Hashem in the world. You can't help other people find Shekhinah. The only people in the world that could help people see the spark of Hashem behind something is the people that know how to do that all the time. They're the ones that help us to connect. Last source for today. The Chesed Avraham, we spoke not so long about, right? The Chida's great-grandfather. The Fi Ma Shitkarev Adam El HaOvdim Kenu Midabek Besod HaChayim HaNitzchiim. Chesed Avraham says it outright, and he knows he was a guru of the Ari, he was one of the Talmidim of the Arizal, right? And Rav Chaim Vital. He says, simply put, the more you connect to people doing Avodat Hashem, the more you will be able to connect to the secret of an eternal life. That's it. You are who your friends are. You're the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. Who are those people? If you don't have good friends, you're going to have tons of friends. Open all the books of the Tzaddikim. If you have five books that you read frequently, those are the five people that are most... Who's putting stuff inside your head? Who's influencing you? Who's your friends? Who are you hanging out with? If you hang out with the Tzaddikim, you could have five your five closest friends, Baal Shem Tov, Reb Nachman, Reb Yosef Karo, Reb Yitzchak Luria, Rambam, Rashi. Why can't those be your five best friends? Why can't it be those the five people that put the most inside of you? And then you'll be start to come to the average of them, and you connect your mind to them. Your mind is now until your mind is in the Shekhinah. Baal Shem Tov says, all right, you are where your mind is. If your mind is inside the head of a tzaddik, well, his mind is inside the Shekhinah. So where's your mind? In the Shekhinah. But you want to go down life without rabbis, without connections? Or you think they're human beings just like us, so you can judge them and talk about them and say whatever you want and repeat things and think that you know what they're doing and how they feel and what they have in their mind? Pachad pchadim. One of the scariest things you'll ever do in your life. Quick advice, find holy people in your life. Connect to them as soon as possible. Don't ever talk bad about them. Don't ever think that you understand them. Connect as much as you can. Do whatever you can to help them, to make their life easier, to make it just easier for them. Because why? The more they connect to what they're meant to be connected to, the more your life is going to get better. Right? I can tell you all right now, the money I received in the past few weeks by people trying to help me out has cleared my brain in ways that I haven't felt in a long time. It's cleared my brain. Davening is better. Torah is better. I'm not a tzaddik, but I am a person that tries to help others connect to Hashem. it became so much more easier knowing that a lot of my debt is going to be taken care of. So too, making a cup of tea, driving a Rebbe around, all these different things, right? You're making his life easier. When he has to focus on this world less, he'll be able to focus on the Shekhinah more. Everybody's life becomes better. And if these are the few people we have, right? The classic number is 36. We have 36 of these people in the whole entire world that are really, 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 really putting their whole entire energy into connecting to Hashem in order to connect other people to Hashem. Let's all try to make their lives easier. Let's all do it. Let's try our best. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the advice he got from Yitro? You can't do this by yourself. You'll be pulled into this world too much. You're going to get tired. The people are going to get tired. It's too much. Make rabbis of 50, of 10, of 100, of 1,000. Make madrigas. Make levels. Make levels. All of that, that whole entire idea of hierarchy, was to make Moshe Rabbeinu's life easier. Why? Because Moshe, you should be focused on the Shekhinah. If we ever have a question, we'll come to you. But try to just be. So to us, right? Holy people in your life, connect to them, make their life easier. You'll get bracha by doing it, Bezat Hashem.